Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of From the Field. I'm Will Haverkamp, and in the co-host seat today, we have my friend and colleague, Jeremy Schultz. You want to say hey, Jeremy?
Good afternoon.
Great to have you. So we changed up the dynamic a bit today, just to tee up a get-to-know-you session with today's guest. He's an award-winning entrepreneur and landscape professional at Grunder Landscaping Company in Dayton, Ohio, as well as speaker, coach, and author at The Grow Group. Normally, this gentleman has been known to have an intro song, but we don't have that today. However, we're still just as excited to have him with us on From the Field. Please welcome Marty Grunder.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Jeremy. Happy to be here. We love Landscape Hub.
We're excited that we're able to take the Friday afternoon and spend some time with you, Marty. So thank you.
Happy to do it, man.
Yeah.
So per usual, you know, on this podcast, our aim is just to highlight and talk with, you know, our customers, innovators, and really anyone that's influencing the green industry, you know, in a really impactful way. Marty, you definitely fall into a few of those buckets with us, but today we're looking to just get to know you a little bit more. So let's jump right in. For those of our listeners that don't know who you are, could you please, you know, tell us your personal story of how you got started in this industry? And what keeps you motivated for success on a daily basis? Like, tell us what's in your Wheaties, my friend.
Yeah, well, I don't eat Wheaties. Those are carbohydrates. And when you're 54 years old, those pile on the pounds. So,
right, so no Wheaties then.
yeah. Well, I started my business in 1984 in Southwest Ohio, Dayton to be exact, as a way to make money for college. It was expected in our house that you were to go to college. But my mom and my dad didn't have money to send me to college. So if I was going to go to college, it meant a student loan. And I didn't like the thoughts of that at all. I was debt adverse then, and I remain debt adverse now. Of course, to run a growing business, you have to use debt. It can be your friend. And I know how to use it properly. But just the thought of taking on debt and borrowing money, I didn't like that. It seemed like a burden, and I didn't want to do this. So I started mowing lawns. I used my dad's tractor, and we had a trailer that my dad made for me that went behind the tractor. There was an orange safety sign that went on the trailer. And as silly as this sounds, in the state of Ohio, you're not allowed to operate a motor vehicle under the age of 16, but you drive a tractor any way you wanted. So my tractor did 13 miles an hour in road gear, and that was our car. And we grew up in a rural area, but we were able to kind of Baja across the field, cut off about 2 miles. And this farmer was fine with us doing it. And we would end up in a fairly wealthy neighborhood where Grunder Lawn Service was born, which would then evolve into Grunder Lawn and Landscaping, which would then evolve into the Grunder Landscaping Company. We started out mowing lawns for a gentleman by the name of Marty Clark. 40 years later, he's still a customer, which is just a crazy story that the very first customer I had, his name is Marty, and he's still a customer today. So, went on to the University of Dayton, graduated in 1990 with a degree in business administration, barely. I didn't do that well in college. You wouldn't want me helping your children with any of their homework, unless it were something on leadership or marketing. That's where I thrive.
Gotcha.
I was struggling to, you know, get through school. Business was doing really, really well. I knew I had to get a diploma or my mom would disown me. So I fought through it. The last year I was at the University of Dayton, I made the dean's list, started to figure it out, and graduated. And the rest, as they say, is history. My buddies, when they graduated, we're all getting jobs at Merrill Lynch and Kroger's and Ernst & Young and Dayton Power & Light. And they were wearing suits and they were getting sign-on bonuses and they were buying new flashy cars. And I was driving a pickup truck and had grass-stained work boots. And I probably went through a little bit of a pre-midlife crisis thinking, you know, this isn't real cool. They've got these nice cushy jobs and I still have to work. Started dating a young lady by the name of Lisa in 1989, who had become my wife. Next year, we'll be married 30 years. And we just kept stuck with the business. And today we employ about 75 people. We're one of the largest landscaping companies in Southwest Ohio. We do commercial maintenance and snow removal, and we do a lot of residential maintenance and design build work. We've won numerous awards for our work. We have another company that you may be familiar with, the folks that are listening, called the Grow Group. And for the last 25 years, we've helped the owners and leaders of landscaping companies grow their businesses. There's five people that work over at that company and about, like I said, 75 over at the landscaping company. Been married 30 years, have four kids, they're all boys except for three. I have a 28-year-old daughter, a 26-year-old daughter, a 24-year-old daughter, and a 22-year-old son. And I feel very grateful to have all the things that I have. I think, you know, I'm quite a bit older than both of you. And the older you get, you have some things happen in your life and you learn to really, really appreciate people and friends and family and good health. And I check all those boxes off and I'm a happy kid. My mom used to say, "You're such a happy kid," and I'm not a kid anymore, but I'm still really happy and feel really grateful for what I have. I love landscaping. I'm so glad that I stuck with it. And that I overcame a little bit of bout of whatever you want to call it. I guess envy or something, because most of my friends, you know, they see what I do. They know I'm very fortunate. I like what they do. They like what I do. I'm a happy camper.
Great. That's awesome. And you've been, yeah, an inspiration for a lot of people in the industry and help pave the way for a lot of companies to grow smart, grow efficient. And, you know, I can thank you from my end. I've got to meet a lot of great people through your organization and Grow and the events that you guys sponsor and put on too. So,
well, Jeremy,
very much impactful.
Well, I have chills listening to you. When people say that, I really take that to heart, and I don't really know what else to say other than thank you very much.
Yeah. Likewise. Thank you.
And Marty, there's one thing I caught in there, you know, the work that we do, you know, I sat in contracting for 10 years and I know Jeremy, spent some time doing it too. It's not super glamorous work, right? You know, it is the getting dirty. But you know, there's some gratification that's involved with it about changing landscapes and allowing that to change people's lives in turn, you know? You definitely, it's like, we were excited to have you on today because you're definitely an influencer and a good influence for many reasons. You know, just even what Jeremy was saying, but you know, to stick with that and still have some of that envy in the back of your pocket, you know, like on a broad level, what was it that excited you the most about working specifically in the green industry? What kept you there, you know?
Yeah, you know, I grew up on what you would call a gentleman's farm. We had a very large garden. It was probably an acre garden, and we had horses, and I was surrounded by farms, and we didn't have central air conditioning, Will and Jeremy, in our house till I was 19, and my dad put it in himself. So to be blunt, in the summer, it was cooler to be outside rather than inside. And my mom and dad were people. My mom was someone that would say, go out and play baseball or go out and, you know, go on a bike ride. This was an era when we'd get on our bike and ride like 10 miles into town and be gone all day and come back and not think anything of it. So mm-hmm. I was kind of a kid that grew up outside. And even to this day, while I don't get to go outside as much as I would like, that's where I'm happiest, you know, playing golf, riding my bike, running, you know, being in my home landscape. If I showed you pictures of my gardens at my house, you'd be impressed. I think it's obvious I'm a landscaper. I was a little boy that there was a grocery store a mile from a nursery, and my mom would drop me off at the nursery. It would take her about an hour and 15 minutes to do the grocery shopping, and she'd leave me there the whole time and come back and pick me up. And that's how I learned my plants. I would walk the Rosa nursery from the time I was 12 till I still enjoy doing that. I think oftentimes, you know, people know us in the Grow Group for our business acumen. Mm-hmm. But I'm a pretty good horticulturalist. I may not be as good as both of you, but we do some nice work, and I'm not behind all of it anymore, but I'm behind a lot of it. And I think the thing that I take the most pride in is the fact that I really am a landscaper, and that's what motivates me today. Like I love gardens. I love the garden. I love to look at gardens. I'm really passionate about landscaping.
That's awesome. Well, hey, anytime you want to go walk around some more nurseries or get some new flavor to the mix on that side, let us know. We'll set something up to get you out there and get you
a VIP I'm game.
Tour
I'll bring
you
it, I'll bring a
go.
semi along so we can take the stuff I like back.
Hey, I like that too.
I was lucky to work in for a nursery and landscape supply company, and that's where I got like force fed my horticulture, especially all the Latin names, common, botanical. It's right. Quite the undertaking, but it's like
it is.
Yeah, once you figure them out, and once you have them, then they're stored in there. They're in your permanent database, if you will. I don't know if you do this as a landscaper. You walk down the street and you're identifying stuff in your head, and it's going off in Latin. Oh, yeah. Is what happens.
Well, I'm not real good with the Latin. I stick to the common name, and that's, not having a formal background of training. I stick to the common names, but I know the Latin names. Yeah.
All good. Either one. And then we sell it, we move in a lot of these materials. That's the way you see them listed all the time. You're looking at
exactly.
Inventories and everything yeah. else, but product of your environment. Right. So,
amen.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So, you have two very successful businesses. It's very cool to understand that at the core of who you are, you're a landscaper. That's something new to me to learn about you, Marty. But, as you've built both of these businesses, you kind of told us the story of Grunder Landscaping. Can you tell us a little bit of how the Grow Group came to be and what was the evolution of that business?
Yeah, full disclosure here, I'm a little embarrassed about how we got started. I was a pretty cocky 26-year-old guy, and I started holding my own seminars. And the reason I started holding my own seminars was that I didn't like any of the ones I went to. I thought they were terrible. They would turn the lights off, and at the time they'd show, on an overhead projector, there'd be a guy switching films. Okay. They didn't have PowerPoint. Now it's death by PowerPoint. Back then it was death by a video or death by an overhead projector.
Wow.
And I thought, man, I want to put on a seminar that's like energetic and everything else. And I was fortunate enough when I was 24 years old, my friend Bonnie Baker had a syndicated cable TV show called Bright Ideas for Business. And she said, Marty, she said, there's only two of us. I'm trying to get this thing off the ground. She said, I need another reporter. You're really good on camera. Would you go to this Cincinnati Success Conference and would you interview Zig Ziglar and Tom Hopkins for me? And I knew who Zig Ziglar and Tom Hopkins were. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do that for sure. I get to play like I'm a reporter. Like I'm Dan Rather or Walter Cronkite or,
awesome.
Peter, whatever his name is, Peter Jacobson. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. So I put a suit on, I have a microphone, and I go down there and I'm interviewing Zig Ziglar. And, young people are watching this will be like, who's Zig Ziglar? Google Zig Ziglar. Like, he's the father of motivation, folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I get to interview him, and then I get to interview Tom Hopkins, who's a sales guru. And I'm at this event. I see all these lights and all this excitement. And I saw what they charged to get in there. And I'm like, well, I can do this. I mean, I can do something like this. So I started doing my own events. And I did my first grow in 95. We had 14 people come. It was a two-day event at the Dayton Convention Center in a little room. I asked everybody that was there how we were doing at the end of the first day. And the consensus was it was terrible. I asked them to please come back in the morning. I frantically adjusted at night, and they all said the second day was a lot better. And I begged all of them to come back the following year. I said, if you come back and you don't like it, I'll refund your money. I'll pay for your plane ticket. You could go on back. Of the 14 people that came the first year, 12 came back. They joined another 20, and the rest, as they say, is history. We'll have 1,000 people with us. In San Antonio, Texas, in February at Grow, and it's morphed into what I think many would probably tell you is the finest educational event in the green industry. It's just been an awesome ride, and that's how we got started. We've started peer groups. We do one-on-one consults. We do field trips here at Grunder Landscaping, where you get to come and spend a day with us. All of our success comes out of the living laboratory we have here at Grunder Landscaping. And so that's where we get our expertise. And there's a lot of consultants in the green industry that can help you grow your business. I know a lot of them. There's a bunch of awesome ones. I'm not necessarily going to say we're better. I'm going to say we're unique. You know, myself and my teachers are in here at my company, and we're sharing things that we were doing this morning, not 20 years ago or 30 years ago or 5 years ago. I haven't sold Grunder Landscaping. I have no intentions in the foreseeable future of selling it. I'm having too much fun. I have a 22-year-old son that may come into the business at some point. There's just really no reason to sell it. I know there's a lot of people looking to sell their business, but mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it. It gives me legitimacy on the consultancy side. Sure. And it just, it fuels me both monetarily and emotionally.
Those are, I have to say, I mean, I can say this and be honest with it. The Grow events are probably my favorite events to do throughout the year. I mean, we do a lot of different conferences and trade shows throughout the course of the year, just with the business aspect of what we're involved with. And I look forward to Grow every year. I've had the pleasure to go to, I think, the last five of them actually now. And yeah. It's been every year, it just goes up another level. You know, it's been, you know, I think my favorite one so far is when we were down at Chase's place.
Yeah.
And because we're just coming out of what I call a pandemic COVID type area.
Right.
And to get people back together again, to celebrate that fact that we could be together
right. again,
was just very much needed at the time for a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, to be down in Nashville last year and looking forward to being in San Antonio here in a few months again with the group, it's just a outstanding process, outstanding program that you put on.
Well,
hats off to you and Vince and Emily and the whole team.
Oh, Vince and Emily, I was going to say they're the drink that's the stir that stirs that drink. I mean, they're awesome. And, you know, we get people there. I think what's maybe a little bit different from our events, a high energy event.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk a whole lot about the technical side of landscaping. We pretty much take a, you know, what's the holistic approach you need to take to being successful. But I think it's our attendees. I'm amazed, like they really want to be there and they're really interested in getting better. And I think you can't help but catch the spirit that we've been fortunate enough to create with how we do it and who we bring in to teach. It's a learning experience for landscape professionals put on by landscape professionals. And I think that's where the differentiator is.
I would agree.
Well, it sounds like you're teaching what you practice, which I think is pretty solid, Marty. And it sounds like you're creating an experience, at least for, you know, a number of these guys. And it sounds like you've built a culture around it.
Yeah.
I'd say
that's accurate. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Jeremy and, you know, those guys have always come back from it feeling enthused and just really impressed. Just even with the draw, it's like if you got a good feeling with a group, it can be contagious, you know, like it's a good thing. So you recognize some success. And obviously these guys don't see it as phony baloney. You're the real thing, you know? So
right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, totally. So, we talked about both your businesses. You know, this is kind of a twofold question. I like to just focus on a couple of things, but, it's really the first part of it is, what are two of the most challenging things that you've faced as a business owner? We'll start there, and then I'll ask the second part of that. So we'll start with that. I'll let you go.
The two greatest challenges.
Yeah.
Well, the first challenge is you know, a serious challenge that we're all faced with right now, and that is finding and keeping people. And you know, I want to be careful about what I say, but for the most part, we're winning that battle. If you're in Dayton, Ohio, and you are passionate about landscaping and you like working outside, nobody's going to pay you more, have better benefits, better equipment, a better culture than what we have here. That's what I truly think. Now, somebody may be listening and saying, what an arrogant jerk. Well, look, if you don't think your company is the best place to work, then work on it and get it there. Because to me, that's where it starts. So we're winning that. But finding and keeping people is not something that you say, oh, we got that figured out. What else you got? You got to wake up every day. I mean, you got to make sure your people know you care about them. You've got to pay attention to such things as, you know, do your tires on your trucks have rubber on them? Are you being safe? When's the last time the number two or number three guy on those crews got recognized for what they're doing? You know, is the bathroom clean? Okay. I mean, there's just so many things go into. Part of it is just treating a team member like a human being, like you would want your mother to be treated. Okay. You know, how would that be? And then part of it is putting them in positions that they can succeed, you know, showing them how their actions contribute to a win, showing them a career path, showing them how, if they work more hours and they have less indirect time, their bonus is going to be bigger. So it's a lot of little things that are worked in concert with one another that result in the success. So the first challenge there is the retaining and keeping people. Mm-hmm. The second challenge, Will and Jeremy, and we have darn near doubled the size of this business in the last 2 years, in large part on the efforts of our COO, Seth Flum, who's just an absolutely amazing operations operator. I mean, the guy is, I love working with him. I think the two of us are super dangerous together. He has a mind and a vision for things that are not in my wheelhouse. And I think I do some things well that aren't in his wheelhouse. And together we complement each other really, really well. I'm a pretty high strung individual. I was, you know, to use a golf metaphor, I was gripping that club too hard. I had people bottled up here with my complicated processes, all in an effort to try to reach perfection. And what Seth has taught me in the last 5 years, specifically, he's been with me 10 years, but the last 5 years, me getting out of the day-to-day operations of the business, is that if you worry about everything, nothing's going to get better, because you just, there's some things you got to be comfortable with 80% being good enough, and then work on it and get better and bring it up to 95 or 100, whatever you're going. But if you wait till you're 100% on everything, you're not going to grow. I mean, look at Landscape Hub when Lisa Fiore started this thing. You know, you guys were good when she started. We've been with you several years now. Mm-hmm. But you know, Jeremy, there were some glitches, mm-hmm. and we were fine with it. Like, we understand. And it's not even like every year you guys get better. It's like every month you see something different. You know, now you've come out with the podcast, you're networking, you're introducing your nurseries better with aerial photography, and you're talking to interesting people, mm-hmm. the products, the integration of Landscape Hub with Aspire, all those things. I mean, it's like, I watch you and I watch what you all have done with your business. There's a lesson to be learned there, you know? And I think that I mentioned this the other day in an interview, that I think young people it's a little bit easier for them to grow because they're naive and they don't know, you know, it's like when you're a child and you put your hand on the hot stove and you burn your hand. We're not going to do that again. But a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old will do that because they don't know any better. Yeah. And in business, I think a lot of things are like that too. So I was gripping the club too hard. Every person on our leadership team is significantly younger than I am. I spend a lot of time with young people. There's not a week goes by that I don't have a breakfast or a lunch or a beer or a meeting with a young person. I spend a lot of time talking to my kids. I love, for example, my son goes to school an hour from here at Miami University. I love going to see him and talking to his friends that are in the school of business with him at Miami University. I love taking him out on the golf course and asking him, you know, what do you like about school? What don't you like? What kind of job do you want? You know, trying really hard to be a cool 54-year-old guy that can relate to those people, because that's where the future of our business is.
Yeah.
And young people give me ideas because their minds aren't contaminated like mine is. And they don't have the judgment that I have or the experience that might be like, you know, whoa, 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 hang on. Have you thought about that? You know, so those are my two biggest challenges, the finding and keeping people and then letting go. And I am proud of myself for letting go. There are people that have known me a long time that can't believe how much I've let go over here. And we've been extremely successful the last 3 years, but I also have a guy that does a hell of a job and allows me to go home at night. I don't worry about things because he handles it.
Yeah, Seth, I mean, very unique relationship. I get the pleasure of knowing you personally and working with you professionally the last few years, but also with your team.
And yeah.
And, you know, it's great to talk and work with Seth and Brian, of course, too, right?
Oh, Brian, Brian's a gem. He's a quiet guy, doesn't say a whole lot. He just goes out and executes. I love him to death.
And extremely smart for what he's doing, yes, too. And you know, you hit on a little bit your new venture, too, with Gunder Green and what Brian's right. able and what he's doing with that. You know, him and I had a chance to catch up last week, actually, and he's so excited for next year. You know, well, I can just sense it with and hearing it in his voice that the excitement around Gunder Green and what he's, you know, well, thank be you. Able to he, do with that, he's pretty pumped.
We're excited about that, and I give Seth credit for that because Gunder Green is our foray into lawn care. I long wanted to get into that, didn't really know how to do it, and those guys just have taken it and run with it. I came up with the color scheme. I came up with the name. They told me I came up with the slogan, but I think they're being nice. I think they did. That's all I've done. They're
going to be nice to your elders, Marty. You know how it goes.
I guess. They've run with it. And it's just extremely rewarding. You know, when you see these people doing things with limited involvement and you like what they're doing, you know, I don't spend hardly any time correcting anyone. I mean, the majority of what I see going on here is awesome.
Good.
It's cool. Well, it sounds to me like you're investing in your team around you. I think when you're younger, you really, you know, it's like, I get it. Like you want to be the superstar and you want to do it all. Right. So,
yep.
And when it comes to like, you really can't really recognize, like just as one person, a standalone, there's only so much that you can do, but as a right. team, like your growth is exponential. And I think whatever, when it comes with age, right.
Yeah.
Learning how to let go and to relinquish control and all those kind of things.
You know, Will, you just made me think of something else. So much of what drives me, I heard Lainey Wilson, who's a country music phenom that's really going crazy right now. And she was on the highway, the satellite country music station last weekend. And the host was asking, how do you stay humble? And she said, well, I'm still worried about my mommy and my daddy being disappointed in me. And I thought, and that's kind of the same as me, but like mine's a little bit different. Like I want my kids to see a dad and a husband and a business owner that tried to do things the right way. I want my people here to be able to say, I'm really proud to work at Grunder. Marty and Seth treat us well. They run a good show. So I try to, you know, not get my head too far over my skis there with that and, you know, be present in the moment, take a deep breath, try not to overreact and, you know, be reminded of, you know, I got a lot of people I don't want to disappoint. And when your kids start to grow up and they get jobs and they have professions and you talk about it over dinner, what their boss did or what went on in their workplace, I'm like, what? And yeah. Then I think, well, you know what? I could see where that could happen at my company. I better pay attention to that. And that's part of what's fueled me too. I think I'm a very aware person, yeah. And I praise God that I have that in me, that I am able, I think, to know how I'm coming across. And if I'm coming across bad, I do have a wife that'll say, knock it off. And that's good too.
Yin to the yang, right? Or yes. Really smack, one or the other.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna ditch the second half of my other question because you kind of dug into some of that with your answer, but my next question is we're all motivated on different levels. So you know, some of us throughout our careers, we have mentors. You might have a particular book along the way that might have inspired you or kicked you in the butt. You know, I guess was there an outside influence or even an aha moment like in your career or life that pushed you even harder towards success?
Well, I think when my oldest daughter is 28 and she runs our events and content in the Grow Group, we don't promote that a whole lot because I don't want anybody to think my daughter has the job because of her last name. She doesn't even report to me. She reports to Vince. She does a terrific job. But I remember her first job and I remember how much time they took with her and all these things that went apart as her orientation when she was 16. And I was like, my gosh, I got to get my act together. And then I remember when I dropped her off, she also went to Miami University. I remember when I dropped her off at age 18, which was 11 years ago, And I remember being overwhelmed with a little bit of guilt. Like, did I do this right? Did I set my kid up for a good thing? So, you know, again, what motivates me and what's been there, they revolve around family.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I'm not going to lie to you, and this is maybe going to sound a little bit mean-spirited, but I think there's a lot of people, and these aren't people in the green industry, they don't think that a landscaping company is a viable business. And I don't think they realize what you can do. And I don't think they would realize some of the astronomical successes in our industry, like Bob Grover at Pacific Landscape Management in Portland, Frank Mariani in Chicago, Illinois, Tim Portland's company, Yellowstone, almost a $500 million a year company, Mike Bogan, Landcare. I mean, and then the unbelievable amount of $1 million plus a year companies. So I do really, really well seeing what other people have done and then trying to catch them. And so for me to tell you, you know, there was this one event or anything like that, there really wasn't. I mean, there's things I want to, that I wanted to have monetarily. I wanted to have a nice house. I wanted to have a nice car. I have a nice house. I have a pretty nice car. I got a Toyota pickup truck. I like it. You know, I wanted to be able to send my kids to college and them get out of college without a ton of debt, you know, because they didn't have their own businesses. So there's just things like that. It's no one, you know, I wish I could tell you some, you know, I don't even know if I wish I could tell you. I don't have a like rise from the ashes story that, you know, somebody said something to
everyone
me.
Everyone needs it, right?
I don't have that. I mean, I don't have anything special like that. I like being successful. I like the fact that my kids seemingly still want to be around me. I like the fact that I have a wife that still wants to be around me. And as we all, those of us that are listening that are married, I mean, that's not always easy. And, you know, I have a wildly successful mentor that's a billionaire. And he told me one time, he said, Marty, success is applause at home. Don't worry about all the money. So that's one statement that's always stayed with me, because it's not easy to raise kids and get them in a good spot. And it's not easy to have a successful marriage. I'm married to a kindergarten teacher. She's a professional parent. And that has had an enormous influence on me as well.
Nice.
No, that's incredible. I get it. It's like a culmination of things. I mean, again, it's going back to being aware of what's going on around you and, you know, seeing it for what it is and then emulating it. Very cool.
That's better said than you. I should have said what you just said there. That's it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, you know, I know you've kind of told us a little bit about your family and that sort of thing outside of work and whatnot. You know, I kind of noticed you've posted on about a couple of different things throughout, throughout me just following you and so on and so forth. But do you do anything philanthropic as far as giving back to the community?
Oh yeah, a ton. So we have a food bank here that we help in a big, big way. The company has always tried to help multiple nonprofits and people helping our community. But I realized that, you know, giving X amount of money to this group and X amount of money to this group and sponsoring this sports team and all that, that's all good. But we got behind our local food bank in a big way. We do all their landscaping as a donation. We make donations to the food bank. We go down there and our team volunteers their time. We have a Christmas party. You know, our Christmas party is at the food bank. We eat pizzas in their break room. Our entire team does. And then we go out for 3 hours and their Seth's team and Marty's team. And we see who can box up the most food for the needy. Seth will tell you that his team always wins. That's a complete fabrication and lie. It is Marty's team that has won every year, and we will win again this year. The food bank, I sit on the board of a local university that is a tremendous amount of time, but it's worth it. It's worth it in that we're doing cool things out at Wright State University. And I can't think of a better place than to try to stay in touch with young people than to be on a college campus. Yeah. And then there's a ton of other things that we support, but the food bank we get behind in a big way because we'd rather go all in on one where we can make a significant impact than putting a little bit towards a bunch of them where we just didn't feel like we were making an impact. I'm heavily involved in the National Association of Landscape Professionals mm-hmm. Foundation. I served as past president. I'm chair of fundraising. We had an enormously successful fundraising event at NALP at Elevate, and I'll continue to help with that. There's a lot of other little things. I donate a ton of my time to speaking and teaching and mentoring entrepreneurs, not just locally, but nationally. Those are the big things.
Awesome.
It's a lot. It's great.
You're a well-rounded young man.
Oh, you just said it. Young. Thank you.
Well, very cool. I think, again, like giving back is one of the best things that we can do in life.
Amen.
Yeah. It creates a nice circle, brings the good karma coming back your way, if you will. But
I agree, Will.
Yeah. So let's think about the future a little bit, Marty. We have a little bit more time today. We'll get through a few more questions, but you know, what does the future of Grow Group, Grunder Landscaping look like 5 years from now and beyond? Do you guys have some things planned?
Well, we have revenue goals at both companies. And then the appropriate structure and all the other timelines and deadlines and furlongs and everything else you want to describe it as to get there. So we feel like we've learned a lot the last couple of years. You know, the name of our company, our consultancy is the Grow Group. Our event's called Grow. And really, Grunder Landscaping Company wasn't growing at a rate that would be that impressive to anyone. It is now. So we're growing. And we feel like we figured some things out. And the biggest thing, Will and Jeremy, is our mission statement at Grunder Landscaping Company is to create opportunities for our team to grow and succeed by enhancing the beauty and value of every client's property while exceeding their expectations every step of the way. Critical component of creating opportunities for our team. Grunder Green is a brand new company. We have 4 people working in that company. That's creating opportunities for that team. We'll open up a Cincinnati, Ohio office and we'll go down. We're already doing a lot of landscaping down there, mostly residential, some commercial. We'll open up that office. And again, it's about creating opportunities for our team. Yeah. If you have the right people on your team, they want to grow too. They have aspirations for personal achievements and milestones and making more money for their family and building their resumes and having things that are their own that they can look back and say they created and were a part of. So that's the focus the next few years. As far as the Grow Group, you know, we've got some other things in mind. There's some pretty cool things we're working on and you'll see more of those. One of them we'll unveil here in the next couple months. And then there'll be another thing probably by the end of 2023. So there's just some cool things. And, you know, what's really, really interesting is that my job at Grunder Landscaping is really the same thing that I do at the Grow Group. I'm here mentoring, teaching, supporting, cheerleading, networking, and I'm doing the same thing at the Grow Group. Yeah. The client at Grunder, you know, Grunder Landscaping really just ends up being a client of the Grow Group. So the same things that we do for other companies, the Grow Group does for the landscaping company. And usually when I explain to people, that's what I do. And that's why, you know, they'll say, how do you do all this? I'm like, well, it's really the same job. I'm not the one that's working with Jeremy and Landscape Hub to get the plants. I mean, if I were the one doing that, it'd be screwed up beyond belief. Jeremy would be so mad. You guys wouldn't want me on the podcast. So it's a lot of that. It's fun.
Cool. Well, you sound like a man with a plan. That's for sure. So, and confident about it.
That's well, it helps having a great right-hand man in Seth. That's a very strategic person. We work really, really well together.
Yeah. Team is key. Absolutely. Yes. It kind of similar on the same lines of what the future looks like. We'll talk about kind of how can you support your business to grow in the future? What types of technology do you think will affect the direct future of your business? And then maybe even a little broader in the industry as a whole.
Well, I think anything that can replace labor. So robotic mowers are certainly going to have a say in the outcome here in the next 5 years. Don't think they're to the point where we can completely rely on them now. That's the world according to Marty, but I think it's getting closer.
Yep.
I think, you know, technology like Landscape Hub that enables you to streamline the procurement process. I mean, Jeremy knows the story. Well, you may not. There used to be four people involved in procurement here, and it was a it was a convoluted mess. And it now really basically involves one person. The quality of plant materials is just as good. The whole system that we have set up that Jeremy has worked with Brian, and you know, it helps that Brian's a very bright guy that understands how to use Aspire, that integrates with Landscape Hub. I mean, I think it's a lot of small things like that. You know, there's tools now that enable you to measure properties. Those have been around a long time. Yeah. But what's different about them now is their accuracy, and they're able to talk with Aspire. It used to take one of our people half a day to get an accurate bid together on any kind of property. We're pushing out snow removal proposals in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes. And they're accurate. So
the measuring wheel was my best friend back in the day, just saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I think it's things like that. And I think that the companies that continue to take low risk experiments on some of that stuff and try it. I mean, I have three robotic mowers working in my yard. Seth has one in his yard. It's awesome in my yard, but I'm in the business. So if one gets caught up on a sprinkler head or a tree root, I go out and I push it off and away it goes. Well, right now, if we had 100 of those things rolling, we'd be getting service calls, and people that don't understand it would say, well, they're no good.
Yeah.
So I think the next couple of years, you'll see them get around that stuff. Yep. And that stuff, that's here to play. You don't see young people walking around with papers. If your office has got paper in it, you got to get with it. It's all on this, okay? It's on this, or it's on an iPad. So the thing that I worry about is flatlining. And flatlining is a word we use here at the Grow Group, which means you got old people, old thinking people, not old people. I'm not saying that. Old thinking people, old equipment, and old processes. And if you ride that, you can flatline that business to the point where you can't get it up out of there. You keep your equipment so long. Now your CapEx is, you know, $700,000-$800,000 instead of upgrading as you go. You've got people that don't want to embrace change. I don't want Landscape Hub. Why do I want Landscape Hub? Just have them fax me their availability list and I'll just look at it while I'm eating my breakfast. I mean, my goodness, shoot me. Yeah, okay.
Right. Worst thing you can ever say in a business is this is how we've always done it.
Exactly. And I think that's what I'm most proud of here. Like I have changed because I see where it's going and where you need to be if you want to be viable. So that would be my comment on the future.
Oh, that's incredible. And I'm assuming you're taking that and teaching all these groups that you're working with. The same darn.
Oh, I mean, now that I see what's possible with technology, I don't know why in the world you wouldn't want to leverage it. I really do not understand it. I used to carry this tablet in my back pocket. I wrote about it in my book, had a pen everywhere. I use OneNote now. I don't know why you would want to write down anything, to be honest with you. I mean, people that see me doing this are like, I can't even get over this that you do this now. What happened to you? Well, when you start to do it and you see the fruits of your labor, it's like, well, why would I not want to embrace that?
Yeah.
So, you know, now you can laugh because we had all sorts of trouble connecting here because I couldn't get my speakers to work. You know,
so, tell everyone that it's all right.
Yeah. So I still have my issues, but I'm trying. Yeah. And again, I want to be the 70-year-old guy that's cool that they say, look at that guy. He doesn't look 70. He doesn't act 70. And he's showing us what to do with things. So I really want to be that guy. Now, whether or not I'll get there or not, I don't know, but I'm trying.
Yeah. And I'm not just telling you this to say it. You seem pretty cool. So for now, you got a little ways till 70, Marty.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
One thing I found out, Will, it comes fast. So
it does. I agree. I'm like, I'm blinking. I'm 42. So
yeah.
For all those up and coming young ones just getting into the industry, you know, or even upcoming entrepreneurs, whatever, they're starting a business in this industry, what would be a couple of key things for advice you would give them now?
I think number one, your state association, NALP or the Grow Group, any of the on-site tours that are offered where you can do experiential learning and see how someone else is doing things. and get away from your business and think and dream and contemplate, you got to do that. Those things weren't around when I was in my 20s, and there's no telling what I would have gleaned from that. So I think that's first and foremost. And then secondly, you don't know it all. And it's okay to say, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't work well with people that think they know it all. And that's some of what drives me personally to hopefully never come across as a know-it-all. And I really don't want to be around a know-it-all. I want to be around somebody that's inquisitive and curious and wants to get better. I think curious people win at the end of the day. So those would be my two things. Go visit other companies, see them, watch them, feel them, make some friends, network, let your hair down after the tour.
Yep.
Tell people what you're struggling with. You know, I've had numerous people say to me, I just can't believe how honest you are about your business and what you've screwed up. I'm like, listen, I know I'm good. I do. I know I'm good, but I also know I've screwed up a lot and I know I'm going to get better, and that's fine. Everybody messes stuff up. So.
So what makes us human? Yes. We wouldn't be if that was the case.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's solid, Marty. Yeah. So here's the thing, man. I just want to say again, thank you for joining us today. You know, I know Jeremy, reason we had Jeremy sitting in the seat, he has a good solid personal relationship with you, and we appreciate, you know, our ability to do business together. I know you've done a lot as far as for uplifting the Landscape Hub name and, you know, helping us and spreading the good word, if you will, Marty. So we appreciate that. 150.
Well, you know, Will and Jeremy, and I mean this with all sincerity, Jeremy is always there when we need him. And we only do business with companies that help us and that do a good job. And we only have sponsors at the Grow Group that we work with at Grunder. And Landscape Hub's a champ. You awesome. You all do a great job. I recommend you to folks everywhere. And I have a lot of respect for what Lisa started and what you folks are working on. And I'm excited to watch you and see what you do. I think you got a great product. So
cool. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for that. Very much. And for all your support, especially what you've given us. And I can, you know, personal story here. Remember the first time, the first Grow event I went to and seeing what it was about and seeing all the people and meeting folks to last year in Nashville and actually getting a chance to be a sponsor, to lead a breakout session,
right,
and to be more involved. And just in a short time frame, it was only a matter of a few years that changed for me. And
well, you did a great job. We're looking forward to you and Brian teaching again.
Yeah, we are. Does Brian know that yet? I don't know if I've broke that news to him yet or not. So
oh, we'll probably tell him the day before.
All right. Plenty of time.
no point in getting nervous now.
Sincerely, thank you again for your kind words, your support, you know, the referrals, everything you've done for us over the last few years also. And you know, and again, the team that you've built down in Dayton, you know, academy level company is something that's very hard to earn and say, but you guys definitely have an academy level operation down there from the facilities, the equipment that you have, and the personalities. It's top notch all the way around.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, again, we appreciate hearing your story today. It's both inspiring from a personal level and professional. You know, Marty, keep doing what you're doing. Stay relevant.
Well,
stay cool. And you want to tell the audience today, how can they dig in with any of your businesses? Tell them what's the best way to connect with you.
So probably the best way is to go to our website, growgroupinc.com, and sign up for our weekly great idea. It comes out every morning at 7 a.m. every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Those would be the best ways. The great idea is free. It's chock full of information, and we've been doing it now for over 20 years, and it goes out to thousands and thousands of landscapers, actually now all across the world. It's kind of crazy. So thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you very much for your time today, Marty. Greatly appreciated.
Of course. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Take Marty. Care. All
right. Thanks, boys.
All right. We'll see you.